Today's daf's Maseches Eiruv in Daf Lamed Tes. A new Mishnah on today's daf introduces us to the idea that Rosh Hashanah was some years would follow to be one day, and other years it was 2 days, based on the time period when the Jewish calendar was set, according to the testimony of witnesses who saw the new moon, and would come on the 29th day of Elul. So if they showed up on that day, Rosh Hashanah would be the next day for one day. But if they'd arrive the next day, Elul would end up being 30 days, and Rosh Hashanah would end up being a 2-day Yom Tov. So this affected, for our Masechet, a person who wished to extend their Tchum Shabbos, their Shabbos boundary in two different directions, thinking that Rosh Hashanah would end up being 2 days, he may make a stipulation from the get-go. So say, if it's going to be 2 days, I want this Eruv to go in this, the east, and this one to go the west, and so on. So this was Rebbe's opinion. The Chachamim disagreed that you can't divide the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and say one day my Eruv is in the east and one day in the west. Halach l'maisin, Shulchan Aruch, and Taf, Tez Zayin, Simon Taf, Tez Zayin, 416, we follow the Chachamim that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered as one Kedusha. In our current setup, we observe Rosh Hashanah as for 2 days. So we call, it's known as a Yom HaRichta, one lengthy day, 48 hours. And this goes back to ancient times, since it was possible the witnesses would come a day late. And that would mean that day one, the 29th day of Elul, wouldn't actually be treated so seriously, because people wouldn't know. So they established Rosh Hashanah, because of that, as a 2-day holiday. So one of the ways we note this early practice is by introducing a new fruit or item of clothing on the second night with the Shechianu, Bracha Shechianu, to enable us to also view the second day as a standalone Yom Tov as well. Rav Soloveitchik has a few chidushim, brought in his Sefer Harei Kedem, and also brought in the introduction to his Machzer, as in Harei Kedem Chelak Aleph, the end of the Simanim there, Lamed, Lamed Alf, Lamed Beis. He brings the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Alf, Halacha Chav Dalet, who passings that the Kedusha Achas of Rosh Hashanah, this one entity of sanctity, of holiness, is unlike what we would think of the Yom Tov Sheni that we have for regular Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios of other Yamim Tovim. Why? Because when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, over there we keep the second day as Minag. It's all based on a minag that we continue to keep it because there was a time when there was a Sfeika de Yom and it wasn't sure when the actual day of the Chag would fall. So we kept the second day because the witnesses didn't arrive in that area on time. And we kept that even to this day, even though we set the calendar from the beginning. We know exactly when the moon is going, when Rosh Chodesh is, and so on. But Rosh Hashanah is all one entity of Kedusha. In fact, the Rav notes that the Beis Halevi, who was his great-grandfather and namesake, he held like the Rishonim, who advocated fasting on Rosh Hashanah. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not necessarily the minhag of most, but it is brought as a minhag, and it is brought as something that people would do. They would fast on Rosh Hashanah, and that would mean the fast that's for day one also had to fast for day two, if you hold this Kedusha Achas. The Rambam also highlights this in Hilchos Avelus, Perek Yod Alacha Yod, the day one of Shiva may start on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. That's a general rule. And the reason is because Avelus of Yom Rishon, the Avelus that a person has when they lose a parent on the first day, is Minatorah. It's an Avelus Minatorah, while Yom Tov Sheni is Midrabbanan, is Rabbinic. But by Rosh Hashanah, the Avelus only starts the next day, the day after Rosh Hashanah. So Kesef Mishnah notes that the Ramban argues, and we can start the Avelus on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, because it's also Midrabbanan. But for the Rambam, even the second day is Yud Min HaTorah, despite its rabbinic origins. Now, how we understand what Chazal did will impact the halach of Avelus. The Rav explains that if one buried a mace on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, does that day count as day one? It's true, there won't be behaviors or practices of mourning, but if we view day two as just parallel to day one, so we keep the spirit and laws of Rosh Hashanah, but day two counts as day one of Shiva. However, if Yom HaRichta turns Sunday, in other words, day two, Rosh Hashanah, into a continuation of the biblical Rosh Hashanah, then Avelus of day one does not even begin yet. So this understanding of the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah is incredible on two levels. First of all, the power of Chachamim to passively uproot a biblical mandate, this case Avelus, but also that Rosh Hashanah has such Kedusha beyond even any other Yom Tov.